From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishor, in for David Brancaccio, who's on assignment. Last night, the White House issued orders banning Americans from doing business with two Chinese consumer apps with billions of global users, TikTok, the short video sensation, and WeChat, the social networking behemoth. Marketplace's Scott Tong, our former bureau chief in China, joins me now. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, Sabri. Good morning.
So we've talked a ton about TikTok. It sends people endless feeds of, you know, those 15-second dancing cat videos. But yes. What about WeChat? Why is WeChat in the crosshairs?
WeChat is what's called a super app. Imagine if you could use, say, Facebook to call and text, play a game, count your steps, buy a latte, hail a ride. You could even file for divorce on WeChat. I mean, you cannot exist without WeChat if you're in or if you're connected to China. Now, the Trump administration calls the app a national emergency threat, noting that WeChat censors political talk, it gathers data from, say, democracy activists abroad, and allegedly spreads disinformation. So this order means in 45 days, any transactions with WeChat or TikTok from American persons or companies would be banned.
What, can you give us an example of how this would effectively cut off certain communications?
Well, if you're an ethnic Chinese living here, how are you going to check in with your family over there? If you're an American company trying to sell Coke or Buicks or fitness apps to a billion Chinese customers, typically you buy ads on WeChat, so you probably couldn't do that. For decades, the U.S. has blasted the Chinese internet, you know, the so-called Great Firewall of China blocking people from free information. Now you could argue that Washington is taking Beijing's playbook and building its own electronic wall.
Oh, wow. Finally, I assume there's going to be a response from Beijing.
Always happens. There will be something, and U.S. companies doing business there could be targets for retribution, Sabri.
Okay. Marketplace Scott Tong, thank you very much.